Hey, what's up, folks? It's time for another edition of the Lost Zane Recordings Free View. Okay, a little taste of some of my show back when I was on 107.3 WBBL, the good, the bad, the ugly in its entirety. I release these twice a week on my Patreon. Okay, you can find it online, patreon.com/Eric Zane to sign up for the Patreon. It's just $5 a month for audio, $10 a month for audio, video, video live streams. Just try it out for a month. You might like it. It might be something great for you. It might say it might suck. Then you just cancel it and thank you for trying. But the full show of the Lost Zane Recordings, released twice a week, are up there, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view, though, right here.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show. Show number 117 underway right now. It's Wednesday. It's rainy. It's really ugly, really. Rain today, and right now it's moving in. I don't see much end in sight for a little while. High of 66 today. Feels like 52 right now. Kind of crappy. Julius is here. Good morning, Julius. How are you?
Good morning.
Tyler Doan is here. Tyler.
Hey, good morning. Guys.
So, oh boy. The timing on what happened last night was ridiculous. I'm going to tell you about it right now. I go into my bedroom, and I was texting Jacqueline because her roommate's dog passed away. And so I was
Why is that your problem?
Well, because I'm nice. That's why. I said, it's context, Julius.
You don't have to make everything your problem.
It wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't making it my problem by texting Jackie, hey, tell your roommate I said sorry about the passing of her dog.
Oh, okay.
That's all it was.
I thought you were going to try to make like a box for it or something.
Make everything. But what? Before I sent it, I go walking up to the portion of our bedroom where the rabbit's cage is, the bunny cage. And I was actually typing, please tell Kendra I'm sorry about the passing of her dog. And I'm just about to hit the send, and then I look down, and Twix is in the cage. And then I look at him, and I go, boy, I often don't see him laying like that, sprawled out with his legs sideways. And then I go, and usually he's very jittery. He moves the second you come in the room.
Mm.
I mean, we've had him for like 10 years. So I go, Twix. Twix. I shake the cage. Twix. Twix. Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Oh.
I open up the cage, and Twix has passed. He's dead. And that's never fun.
Well, that's a good way. No.
Well, you know, I mean.
I actually just saw it on your page. I didn't see it last night. I think I was already asleep.
Yeah. Twix died. And so I'm like, oh, no. Oh, God. So the first thing I start thinking about is Madison. She's not home right now at this point. I go, oh, boy. All right. So I go downstairs. I go, hey, Diana, we got something going on here. What is it? I go, Twix died. What? I go, yeah. It like just now I went up there and he's gone. He was stiff. He had been there for probably, you mean long enough for rigor mortis to set in. I'm like, oh my God. So,
how old was the bunny? I know you say 10 years, you've had it for 10 years, but
I would say about in the ballpark of 8 to 10. That's about the lifespan of them. They live pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was crazy. I was just at the Humane Society of West Michigan earlier in the day, and they've got a big bunny that's waiting to be adopted. I mean,
it's
giant. It's a gigantic bunny, and I was marveling at it when I was talking to Tammy and Becky from the Humane Society of West Michigan. I go, yeah, I got a bunny at home, too. Yeah, we're loaded with pets. Little did I know, he was probably right in the death throes right when I was saying that. You know how these things work out. So I'm like, oh, no, man, oh, God. Madison, this is going to freak her out. You know, she is, like me, somewhat anxious. So this is going to be a rough night. So I go downstairs, No sooner than I walk downstairs, she walks in the door.
Uh-oh.
I mean, this is like TV show timing here. Now, I've known that the bunny is dead for 1 minute. Diana's known for 10 seconds. And Madison comes bouncing in the house.
Is she happy?
She's in a great mood. And we've all got looks on our faces like the bunny just died. So I'm like, oh, boy. And I go, hey, hi, hello. How was your day?
Good. What's wrong?
Something happened.
Well, yeah. You better sit down.
What? What is it?
Here, have a Twix.
No, Julius, I did not have a candy. I did not have a Twix candy bar, Julius. Ready to go because Twix died. Dang. Dang it. So, yeah, breaking the news to her by saying, hey, honey, maybe you should eat this and make it go away.
What happened to the Twix? Oh, it went away. Yeah. Kind of.
So I said, Madison, literally, I just was up in the room, and I've been aware of this for about 1 minute. Twix has passed away. And, you know, I mean, she's really upset. I mean, bummed. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, you want to go say goodbye? And she says, yeah. So we go upstairs, and she goes, are you sure he's dead? And I go, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's dead. I go, do you want to hold him? Who wants to hold a dead bunny? But I thought maybe she might be interested in it.
It's not the weirdest thing in the world.
I go, do you want to say goodbye and hold him? And she goes, no. I go, okay, well, I pick him up. He's stiff as a board. Like, really, really bad. Like, oh, it's always terrible picking up. I had to do that with Daisy. Not Daisy. Sorry, Daisy's not dead.
Lucy.
With Lucy.
See, I know. I listen.
And so, and his eyes are open. I'm like, oh, God, this is bad. So I go, well.
Did you shut the bunny's eyes? Do people do that to their
bunny? No, I didn't do that. But I go, well, we have to go have a funeral. And it's raining. It's perfect funeral night because it's a gray and raining sun setting. I go, well, we have to go bury him. Where are we going to bury? I go, in the backyard. So I put him in a bag, and I wrap him up, and we go out. And Kevin is there. My wife's brother, and he's bummed because we're bummed. And so we go in the yard, and nothing really happened. I dug a hole about a foot and a half deep, and put the bunny in there, put some of his toys. Had to put toys in there too. And
his brush.
He can't go to the Rainbow Bridge without his brush. I'm sorry that you're getting upset. Are you all right, buddy?
This is just the saddest story ever.
Here, let's make it sadder. Turn up the PC audio.
I start digging the hole. The hole was dug. Put Twix's brush in there. Spend all your time waiting. Put his toys in there. For that second chance. Madison's there. Break Diana. We got the dogs. They're going to say goodbye. Twix was always friendly with the cats. And
were they friendly with Twix?
They were. In fact, the picture I posted on Twitter and Facebook as Twix with his best buddy Lincoln, the cat. And so we laid Twix down in his final resting place on his way to the Rainbow Bridge.
Did you guys say any words?
Well, first I buried him, Julius.
I see.
And then I took off my hat. Gathered round, said, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, I lay thee, Twix, down to your final resting place. I wish you a joyous trip to the Rainbow Bridge. Twix, please say hi to Lola and Lucy. As a weepy Tyler Doan raises his hand.
Can he say hello to my cat Logan that died last year?
Absolutely, Tyler. Twix, please say hi to Logan, Tyler's cat. By the way, Tyler's really upset. Tyler is the most, is the sweetest, Tyler Doan, the sweetest, most sensitive, emotional soul I've ever met.
You might think I'm crying, but my eyes are still bothering me, just so you know.
Well, I
clear that up.
I know that you're a man's man, Julius, and if you weep,
hardly, but
I understand. And then I don't have a marker yet, so I got the next best thing. It was
A Twix?
No.
Oh.
It's okay, now Tyler's laughing. Tyler's laughing and crying at the same time. And, well, I didn't want any of the, like a raccoon or a possum to dig Twix up. That would be terrible if the raccoon is running around with Twix leg the next day. So I put an ornamental turtle statue on the burial plot for Twix. That is a temporary marker until we can construct a...
Should put a garden gnome. That would have been fun.
The guardian of Twix.
The turtle. That's a hell of a guardian.
Yeah.
It really is the tortoise and the hare for the rest of its life.
I didn't even think that... now, something has happened as I've been describing this, because Tyler has... I think he's
fallen asleep now? He's showing all the emotions.
I want you to look at him. He's scratched his forehead, and there's a drop of blood on his forehead.
I can't explain that.
I don't know why that is, but it's true. Tyler, why... Why are you...
I think the tortoise and the hare thing got him.
Tyler, did you gouge your forehead in your grief?
I'm just so sad.
He's actually...
He wants to feel the pain of Twix.
I'm not making that up.
No,
have
I
you seen
I,
it?
Did I
you
looked,
see it?
Yeah, I looked.
What? So, lost in... I was distracted by the blood. It's stigmata is what that is on one Tyler Doan. Righteous man. More music. I need more. I need to feel more sad. Back it up. As lost is the tortoise and the hare reference. You're absolutely right. I didn't for once think that we have a story right there buried in our backyard. A fable of the tortoise and the hare. As they are now friends forever in the afterlife. The tortoise was never alive. Maybe he was. I don't know. But Twix has left us. That was beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
What I have learned is that it's tough to get attached. I mean, I'm sad. I was sad. But not as sad as like when the dog died. I don't know. I think there's just I think we had a little bit less of a connection, the whole family. And I that might sound weird, but.
No.
Madison cried there. And then she goes, all right, let's go inside. Well, I'm like, what? Okay. So we go inside. And then she's like, all right, I'm going to do my homework. I go, okay, smell you later.
Sweet.
See you later. And that was that. And then I think, well, she seems to be responding pretty well to this. That's good. I want to take care of her, make sure she's not stuck. And she's not too upset. And
everyone kind of went on with their day.
Kind of, yeah. And then at nighttime when it was prayer time, she got upset again for about 5 minutes, and that was that.
See, what I was imagining was you guys were all embracing, whatever. Daddy, can we get another dog instead?
Oh,
you probably would have caved at that point.
It was a very vulnerable time. You're probably accurate there.
And you could have called it Milky Way.
Oh, because
or of Snickers.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, man. I'm going to post that picture when we get to the break of a very glassy-eyed Tyler Doan with the bunny stigmata on his head. He sent it to me. Thank you, Tyler. That is incredible. He was so anguished. He ripped the skin off of his forehead.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What the hell? Tyler, thank you for the picture. I'll post that for the audience so they can follow along with your grief on the Tyler Don't Rip My Face Off morning period that has begun. Wow. So sad night at my house. I wanted to get that out of the way for the monologue. So there you go. In the next segment, we will continue on as best we can. First of all, let me get out of the way that if you want to comment on anything going on, the phone number is 800-785-1073, brought to you by our friends at Allen Bob's. And emails to the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com. We need Dear Meathead emails. Again, it seems like it's always like everybody puts it off and puts it off. But we're doing the bit tomorrow.
Seems like some people might have some ammunition now. Like Dear
Jeremy,
Meathead.
Like Jeremy,
yeah.
Who would call in. I know Jeremy from Saranac, who is a regular now. He's officially a show contributor. There are four. Andrea, Jeremy, Pellerito, and
McKay.
That's the dude from Pennsylvania?
I believe so, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know where he's from. I don't know.
Yep.
Yes.
And even Matt Hamm is in that group. There's probably more that will come out over time. Or I'm just forgetting, so I apologize. So you can contribute with your Dear Meathead questions on email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Emails always brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. You have your choice, Julius. We can talk about Martin Shkreli and his big fundraiser. Martin Shkreli is one of the most hated men on the planet right now. Or we can talk about the list of the highest paid comedians. Somebody has been dethroned off of that list for the first time in like 20 years.
I think I know who got dethroned. I'm wondering who dethroned him. I am interested. I love lists. Does this mean we're not doing Shkreli? Because we got to talk about that story.
Well, that's what I meant.
Can we talk about it later?
We can. We will get to both of those.
Let's do the highest paid comics list. Because I know who got knocked off. At least I think I do. I love this show.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, say it. I want you to.
Oh, Seinfeld. Seinfeld was the highest paid.
Yeah, for 20 years.
However, was it Larry David who knocked him off? Because I am pretty sure Larry David was number two for the longest time.
No.
I don't know unless he's not considered a comic in this list.
No, that is not correct.
Okay.
It is not Larry David. We'll get to that.
Bad guy, man.
Next. Very, very funny. Very, very rich.
Very, very rich.
And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the morning. Morning, MOURNING, Eric Zane Show on 107.3. WBBO.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Get the full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane.